give her a copy of the redemption affidavit showing who had the right to claim it. But that is a little different than the holding it for 90 days. There's two parts of the statute. If it's a redemption, then I just give her our redemption worksheet and affidavit showing who had the right to redeem it. But otherwise, she holds it for 90 days after the redemption has passed and see if anybody comes forward to claim the surplus. And that is, I think, what the commission has given her the authority to determine if they're eligible by whose name is on the deed or if there's a deed of trust or other legal document showing they have the right to claim the surplus.
When they redeem it, when the owner of the property redeems it,
yes,
they pay the, do they pay the surplus to you, the collector, at that time?
Yes.
And
then they go ask the treasurer for their amount back if they qualified, yes.
They can take the redemption notice as a proof. And
that's immediate, I mean, or as soon as Melanie's available for it.
Yes. I make them, was it 105-955-12?
105-955-12, yes.
Thank you. I move to approve the county collector turning over the tax sale surplus for 2019 in the amount of 105-955-12 to the county treasurer to the credit of the school trust fund for 3 years.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll be in recess until 10 o'clock, and we'll be upstairs to have the Taney County Expressway discussion.